following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. It is Sunday, November 28th, after a busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Hope everyone is doing well. Speaking of doing well, the weather is looking pretty nice, and it will be like this for the rest of the week, right, Brooke?
That's right. We're staying fairly consistent. You know, we've had these cool temperatures in the morning in the 30s and 40s, and then heading into the afternoon, we've had pretty warm afternoons, and temperatures have been above average. So definitely expect that as we wrap up the last day of the weekend here. And sky conditions, you're staying pretty clear really through the morning into your afternoon, even throughout the evening. And talking about your wind speeds too, those are going to be fairly mild at the coast, over your inland valleys, and even over the deserts, but we could still get some somewhat gusty conditions that pick up over the mountains, maybe up to about 20, 25 miles per hour. For your daytime highs on this Sunday out along the coast, you get mid 70s, mild conditions. It'll be beautiful out there, really a great day to head to the beach. Inland valleys, you'll be warm right around the low 80s. Temperatures there definitely above average, in some cases about 15 degrees above normal. Over the mountains, we'll be right around the mid 60s with clear skies. And for the deserts today, we're actually staying mild and dry and close to those low 80s. Mari, I'll send it back over to you.
Okay, thanks, Brooke. Well, the biggest story in San Diego and worldwide probably over the weekend is the new variant of COVID we've been following. So the U.S. is actually hitting pause on travel from South Africa and other surrounding countries because of that new Omicron variant. And also, we've just learned that Israel has decided to shut its borders as well. That ban also taking place tomorrow. So far, Omicron cases have been detected in Britain, Germany, Italy, and several other European countries. Here at home, the CDC is trying to reassure Americans that the variant has not been detected here in the U.S. yet, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says it is likely already here. Today is the official deadline for active duty sailors and Marines to get vaccinated. The Armed Forces considers someone fully vaccinated 2 weeks after getting their last dose. So they should have gotten their shots by November 14th in order to meet this deadline. When NBC7 last checked in with the Navy, 96% of active duty sailors had already been vaccinated. Members who do not get vaccinated could face transfers, travel restrictions, or even be terminated. Also here locally this morning, an investigation is underway after an inmate unexpectedly died while in custody at San Diego's Central Jail. Deputies say around 4:30 yesterday morning, while breakfast was being served, 57-year-old inmate Robert Moninger told staff he wasn't feeling well. Deputies called in medical help, but within minutes they say Moninger was unresponsive. He was in a cell with another inmate, but investigators say there was no evidence of foul play. More details could be revealed when the medical examiner performs an autopsy today. Moninger was booked into jail October 22nd on felony vandalism charges. And in San Diego, the city of San Diego, that is, a new ambulance provider is now responding to 911 emergency calls. AMR ended service and the company Falk took over. Falk started responding to calls yesterday morning around 6 o'clock. Back in April, the city council voted unanimously to switch ambulance providers from AMR to Falk. The city is expecting better response times because they say more ambulances will be in rotation, a move city leaders say will benefit everyone. All right, so did you guys shop Friday or any time this weekend? Because new data shows fewer people shopped in stores this Black Friday. I don't think that's that surprising. According to preliminary data, in-person traffic at retail stores dropped 28%. That's compared with 2019 levels. So we're talking obviously pre-pandemic. Remember, yeah, that was just a few months before COVID spread across the United States. No surprise, though, traffic was up 47% compared to last year when more pandemic restrictions were in place. Another interesting shopping figure when it comes to online sales, obviously tomorrow being Cyber Monday, shoppers spent $8.9 billion this year on Black Friday sales. That's actually just down slightly from the record of about $9 billion spent in 2020. That's according to data from Adobe Analytics. Yeah, I think I am going to do a little bit of shopping. I like to try to get it done early, but yeah, I'm definitely not one to hit up the stores on Black Friday now or anytime. And also this tonight is the first night of Hanukkah. It's pretty early this year. So happy holidays to everyone that is celebrating tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Mari Payton.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.